Welcome in to Lorna Porca here on WLR. Another busy show between now and 7. McDara McDonagh from the Dungarvan Leader is here in studio to give his predictions for the 2024 Senior Football Championship. We'll hear from Brian Kelly, Liam Hayes, Larry Guinan and Eddie Kerr at the launch of a new Waterford hurling book, 59, reflecting on the Daisha's last All-Ireland hurling success. And later in the hour, we'll hear about Kilrossinty Brickies Festival of Football.
Conor Murray, the experienced Conor, the Moon Tour, nephew of the great Joe, part of that team in 95, of course, sings a lovely diagonal ball, waiting for the chance inside to Crouch. Crouch, a lovely chance of a goal on here. Goal chance here for James Power. Keeps the ball across. Chance of a goal! A brilliant goal by Jason Curry. The build-up was good. The finish was even better. Jason Curry has been brilliant in the first half, and now he's starting the second with a goal. Crucial goal. Well worked. Finished brilliantly by Jason Curry. The referee blows his whistle for a push in the back. It's all over. It's all over. 1-9 to 6 points. Rathgormack are champions, and the cup comes back to Rathgormack for the first time since 2019.
Yes, the sounds of last year's county football final as Rathgormack regained the Count Conway Cup with victory against Denyer. Well, the 2024 Championship throws in this weekend, and McDara McDonagh of the Dungarvan Leader is here to give his predictions. And Mac, a question that a lot of GAA followers are asking around the county: what do you make of the situation where clubs who played in county hurling finals last weekend are straight into the football championship this weekend?
I wrote it, Tomás, while clubs are accepting this, it'll carry on. It's as simple as that. If clubs want to change it, then clubs have to change it themselves. Otherwise, it will continue. Maybe clubs are happy with it. I don't know. I find it strange. I think if four clubs playing that were playing last weekend, you have Clashmore, you have the Brickies, you have
Kilrossinty.
You have Kilrossinty, and you have
Abbeyside, Ballinacourty.
And
Roanmore.
So you know, you've five playing. It's impossible to do it, really, because they're two diametrically different games in every sense. There's, you know, but look, while clubs are happy with it, it will continue.
We heard Kieran O'Connor describing last year's county final between Rathgormack and Denyer. They met in the last three finals, Mac. Are they still the top two in the county in your view?
They probably are. You know, the champions will always, and deservedly so, be rated as kind of among the top few. And you have, you'll probably have Ballinacourty, Abbeyside Ballinacourty will feel that they got caught last year on Ryan. They'll be trying to come back to, but very difficult to turn around in a week. Like, and you know, on Ryan be short one or two players. Galtier, they're both last couple. That's an interesting game now. It's an interesting game to start the championship. But apart from that, it's hard to see anybody else coming. So yeah, you're right. It would be the two that were there last year. Denyer and Rathgormack are probably the favourites as we speak now.
Just to give listeners a rundown on the championship structure, it's nine teams in this year's championship. It's going to go down to eight next year. We have one group of five, one group of four. The top team goes straight to the semi-finals. Second and third enter the quarter-finals, and then three teams will be involved in the relegation playoffs, with the Premier Intermediate champions also coming into that equation as well. We're going to start in Group A, Mac, and the game you mentioned on Ryan versus Galtier, Saturday 5:30 in Limmy Bryan. On Ryan, push Rathgormack all the way in last year's semi-final. How strong are they this time around?
Just before you come to that, Tomás, it is the fact that it's two versus three and top teams. It means you won't have the hurling situation where every team was in the final game, even if they lost the three group games. So you'll have that little extra bit of bite. You'll be hoping that, because only three teams coming out of, particularly the five-team group. But anyway, on Ryan Galtier, look, on Ryan got to a semi-final last year, played well, and rattled Rathgormack all the way, and you know, with a small bit of luck, might have caused a shock result. No, they're missing a few players this year. Dara Hukasa is missing his on his travels. Huge loss to the county as well as to on Ryan, like fullback. And as Antoine Ryan said to me yesterday, you know, you can replace a lot of positions, but fullback is one of those positions that's difficult to replace. And Darragh was so good there. He was so good there. Then you have Oisin O'Callaghan still not right. Coming back, but still not. I don't think he'll feature here. Donny Minock was on his travels. whether Dorian's available or not, bit of a doubt there. You know, that's three quality players missing. No, this look at they still have it. They have a system, and they were well coached last year. Liam O'Loughlin very involved. Dave Towie, and you know they did a job last year.
Will we see Liam O'Loughlin tug out again for Ryan?
He'll be tugged out anyway because he likes wearing shorts, you know. Kind of, I know he will. I'd say he will be tugged out, and he'll probably come in. And I mean, look, I've said it before. You know my admiration for the man, and you see, when you have a bit of brain, you can save you a lot of running. And he's loaded in the brain department as well. So he'd probably be there, and he'd probably hope that he won't have to come in. But don't be surprised if you see him coming in. Galtier probably have disappointed a bit in the last couple of years. Like, you know, they probably should have achieved more. They won a few under 20 stroke under 21 championships. Like, they have Mark Fitzgerald, quality footballer. Patrick Fitzgerald, would you believe it? I've never actually seen him playing football. But I've heard so much about him, and people who have said that he's equally good at football, and that's enough for me once I hear that.
The Hutchinsons as well, of course.
Hutchinsons there, and you know, you'll have Barry Coughlin probably still playing with him, Billy O'Keefe playing with him. They flatter to deceive in recent years, so we'll see what they come up with tomorrow. But if Galtier come up at full tilt here, you know, they'll be difficult to beat. Very hard on the call. Very hard on the call because there's a little bit of the unknown about the Galtier thing. Draw. Sit on the fence.
You very much sit on the fence there, Mac. Another game where we're really entering the unknown is Clashmore Kinsale Beg versus Rowan Moore. 1 o'clock drawing on Sunday in the Dungarvan GA grounds. What have you made of Rowan Moore's rise up through the ranks, Mac?
Well, you know, here they are. And I remember when they won the junior at the Shamrocks a couple of years ago. I don't know, you're down there with me. It was a really wet day in down in Welsh Park. A fierce wind blowing the same day. And here they are now playing senior. And look, fair play to them. They're there. And they're in this kind of a situation where, look, Rowan Moore's a hurling club. They're playing football, but they're enjoying the football because there's no pressure there. And, you know, because of that, and they have a couple of guys who are good footballers. Billy Nolan's a good footballer. You know, Emmett O'Toole? Yeah, you know, they have a few quality players, and they're enjoying it. They're enjoying it. And look, they were beaten in the hurling. That was a big disappointment for them. It might have been a bit of complacency there, but we won't go into that too much. So here they are in their first ever game in senior football with no pressure on them. No pressure on them whatsoever. Everybody but expects them to be relegated. But, they haven't been relegated yet, but they haven't played. They're playing Clashmore, very hard for Clashmore to turn around in a week after the disappointment of last weekend, the disappointment of losing the hurling. It's unlikely they'll have Brian Lynch, and Brian Lynch is a major loss to them. He's a fantastic footballer. Fantastic footballer. You'd expect that Clashmore might have enough, but it's a bit of the unknown about it as well.
The Nair, last year's runners-up, Mac, are the fifth team in this group. No Thomas O'Gorman, though, this year. He's retired from the club scene. How much will they miss him?
It's, you know, how much would Kerry miss David Clifford? Simple as that. He's up there with the best, one of the best clubmen I've ever seen. I'm over 30 years in this county, and he's for consistency hurling football, he's just unbelievably major loss to them. Big huge loss to them in every way, not just his playing but his organisational abilities. And you know, if you're playing alongside Thomas, you know that the areas are covered and this sort of thing, so it's a new thing for them. But look, they've had a couple of weeks. They survived the relegation trapdoor, and they've had a couple of weeks to be concentrated on football. They'll want to get back on top again. They still have some excellent players. I still think in Tom Gary and Sean Welch, they're probably the best midfield pairing in the county. They'll be thereabouts. Of course, this is the redraw, Tomas. Of course, we shouldn't forget that either. This is the take two of the draws of the groups.
Yeah,
perhaps we'll say no more about that here. But Adonair would be favourites to come out of that group. Three teams coming out. If I had to pick three, I would be saying maybe Adonair on Ryan Galtier. Clashmore will love that now. But I'm only saying that now.
Looking at Group B, Mac, we have a double header in Fraherfield on Sunday. Ballinacorty and Kilrossinty throws in at 2:30. Both teams coming off county hurling final losses last weekend. Which way will this go, do you think?
Not just losses, Tomás. Severe beatings. And both teams will feel, rightly so, that they didn't do themselves justice at all. They didn't turn up on the day. Neither team turned up. I know the Gunners were unbelievable, but Abbeyside will feel, justifiably so, that they didn't play well. They made some basic errors. I would say they coughed up 2-5, 2-6 unforced errors. Like, the two goals were as a result of two missed pickups. And above all teams, if you make a mistake against Ballygunner, you're crucified, and that's what happened there. I think Ballygunner would have won it, even if Abbeyside had played to the very absolute best of their ability, the way Ballygunner were on the day. But I don't think it would have been as wide a margin had Abbeyside kind of turned up. Kilrossity even more so. Whatever happened to them, they just didn't turn up at all. What was the halftime score? 3-10 to 3 points or something. It was 3-5 to a point after, you know. So both teams will feel difficult for them to turn it around. You'd still say that Ballinacore team might have enough to get through there.
Rathgormack and Bricky Rangers has a 4 o'clock start. Mac, will the defending champions get off to a winning start here?
They'd be strongly favoured here because the Brickies, fantastic. What a rise for them in hurling. It's magnificent, you know. And, like, you know, when you win one, it carries you for a while. But, like, as I've said before, they're totally different games. Rathgormack would have had a couple of weeks now after their win in the relegation final, Clan of Clane. So they'll have had a couple of weeks now. I don't know if Conor Murray available or not.
I think he should be back for them, yeah. I think he should be back.
Major plus again. So they're nearly a full tilt, like, you know. You'd expect Rathgormack to win that. In that group then, Tomás, if you look at it, look, it's two teams coming out of it. Probably Rathgormack and Ballinacorty.
Well, you'll have the second and the top team going straight to the semi-finals, and then two and three going to the quarter-finals.
Right, the one between Kilrossney and the Brickies will be very interesting.
Very interesting. Very, very, very tight to call. Who will eventually lift the Conway Cup on October the 20th, Mac?
Well, we started with Rathgormack and the Nair. We probably finished with Rathgormack and the Nair. If I had to back somebody this stage, I'd say maybe the Nair might regain some of the, you know, they've been involved in a lot of county finals the last while, and sometimes you can go maybe unknowns to yourself a little bit stale. They started training very early this year, but, you know, I think they might have regained that little bit of drive and hunger that can leave you unknowns to yourself sometimes, as I said. I'll go with an Irish, but I'm delighted to hear that.
I'm sure they will. A quick look at the Premier Intermediate Football Championship, Mac. We've 7 teams in this Group A. We have Rathgormack, Stradbally, Portlaw and Modeligo. Then in Group B we have Ballinamila, De La Salle and St Saviour's. A bit strange to see Stradbally down there, Mac. Who do you think are the main contenders for this competition?
Well, Stradbally's first team against Rathgormack's second team, so you'd in the first game. So you imagine Stradbally should be the favourite there. Like, Stradbally played a game last year, and I think they fielded 10 under 20 players. So they're quite a young team. A few players missing now. I think one or two of them are injured, or their stalwarts are injured. One of the Hearns is injured. Robert or Shane? One of them is gone. And I think Shane Lennon might be gone as well with an injury, long-term injury. But they're still, look, they still have Liam Fennell, who's great footballer, great footballer. Mikey O'Brien, the other two Fennels, the Mullanies. I think if Stradbally get their act together, that there will be favourites. Like, when you're relegated from a competition, you can go one of two ways. You can come straight back up, or you can go down another bit, and that's what happened Dunhill in the hurling. But I think Stradbally will be a team that will be expecting to bounce back, and because of the age profile, it was pretty young last year, and they gained that experience. It was a losing experience, but it was senior experience. I think that'll stand to them. Portlaw won the hurling, won it well, and sometimes, like I said, like in the case of the Brickies, if you win one, it can swing another. I remember, I think the two of us were there. I remember where they played Rathgormack 2-3 years ago down in Moderns, and they rattled Rathgormack all the way. Like, they have quality. Now, they have a difficulty in that they also play quite a lot of soccer in Portlaoise, and then sometimes some of the players might be. I saw they had a good result last weekend in soccer. And I was looking at the names, and I recognised five of them. So if I recognise five, there's probably 7 or 8 of them there. So who have they available is the question there. If they're all available, you would fancy them possibly to beat Modelligo there.
Looking at Group B, Mac, we've Ballinamila, De La Salle and St Saviour's. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Ballinamila, I was sure that Ballinamila would be relegated in the hurling, and they weren't. So that'll stand to them. And, you know, their numbers are tight. Their numbers are very tight. But, you know, they have some good footballers. De La Salle would be, I would classify De La Salle a bit like Roan Moore. They're a hurling club, but they, you know, they enjoy their football. Don't take it too seriously, I think. Maybe that's doing the football stalwarts down there a disservice. You're never sure what you're going to get from De La Salle. St Saviour's, again, the difficulty with Saviour's, a bit like Portlaoise, you never know, you're never sure who they're going to have. But if Saviour's field a full team there, they would be my tip possibly to come out of that group.
McDermott Dunica of Dungarvan Leader, thanks a million for dropping in the studio today.
No bother.
Lorne Napurca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.